This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged Israeli leaders on Tuesday to avoid harming civilians as it presses its war against Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The daily toll on civilians in Gaza, particularly on children, is far too high.
Blinken's comments came after meetings with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his war cabinet, during which he stressed the importance of avoiding further civilian harm, according to the State Department. But as he spoke, fighting was intense in the south and central parts of Gaza. Israel's bombardment of the enclave has not let up, despite its defense minister announcing a new, more targeted phase of the war. Families in Gaza continue to rush into hospitals each morning, carrying relatives injured during overnight bombardment.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israel said it killed the southern Lebanon commander of Hezbollah's aerial unit in an airstrike on Tuesday, hours after it said he led an attack on an army headquarters base in northern Israel.
The
Israeli military chief spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said the commander had led dozens of drone attacks on Israel, as Israel and Hezbollah have been waging their deadliest hostilities in 17 years. Masked men on Tuesday broke onto the set of a public television channel in Ecuador, waving guns and explosives during a live broadcast. The men, armed with pistols, entered the set of the TC television network. The national police chief said all the intruders have been arrested. A series of attacks have rocked Ecuador in the wake of a powerful gang leader's apparent escape from prison. This is VOA News. Taiwanese officials say China has applied highly targeted economic pressure on Taiwan meant to sway the politics of the self-ruled island, which is claimed by Beijing. Ahead of Taiwan's general election, VOA's Bill Gallo reports it even affects fruit farmers whose livelihoods depend on trade with China.
It's been a rough few years for Zhou Yinqing. His main crop is Adamoya, a sweet tropical fruit. Adamoya are perfect for growing in the warm island climate of southern Taiwan. But China cut off Adamoya imports 2 years ago during a period of political tensions with Taiwan. Beijing said the fruits had insects. Many in Taiwan saw political motivations. China lifted the restrictions in June, but the market still hasn't fully recovered. Amid tensions, China has also banned other Taiwanese fruits, in each case citing biosafety precautions. The instability has taken a toll on parts of Taiwan's fruit industry. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Taitung, Taiwan.
Doctors say U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer and his recent secretive hospitalization was for surgery and later to treat a urinary tract infection related to that operation. The 70-year-old Austin was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center on December 22nd and underwent surgery to treat the cancer. Austin developed the infection a week later. Senior administration and defense officials were not told for days about his hospitalization or cancer. Donald Trump was in a Washington, D.C. court on Tuesday, as federal appeals panel of judges expressed skepticism, the former U.S. president was immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
After the hearing, Donald Trump pressed his case that he was fighting voter fraud.
A president has to have immunity.
In court, Trump's lawyer John Sauer argued,
to authorize the prosecution of a president for his official acts would open a Pandora's box from which this nation may never recover.
But there was skepticism about those arguments from the panel of three federal appeals court judges, which includes Judge Karen Henderson.
I think it's paradoxical to say that his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed allows him to violate criminal laws.
It's unclear when the judges will make a decision. I'm Julie Walker.
Donald Trump plans to deliver his own closing argument Thursday in his New York civil business fraud trial, in addition to the ones made by his legal team. That's according to people who spoke to the Associated Press on a condition of anonymity. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.